天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心呢可以跟大家再次在节目中相遇，我是主持人小环。那从今天开始呢，我们将会有一个新的系列的学习，叫做 The Awesomeness of God's Grace， 奇异恩典。我们都知道，自从主耶稣降世为人且死在十字架上并且复活之后呢，我们就活在恩典之下了。可是究竟何为真正的恩典呢？这恩典究竟是白白得来的，还是付上重要的代价的呢？好，那就让我们一起预备心，进入今天的天路导向吧。
We want to welcome you to a new series of messages.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听我们新一系列的信息。
When people, whether they're believers or unbelievers alike, think that they can be good without God,
无论信与不信，一旦有人自以为不需要神，他也可以活得很好。
Grace no longer enthralls us.
那么恩典就不再具有吸引力了。
In a time when the gospel of anything goes is reigning supreme,
当人的福音和拯救被推崇时，
many people don't comprehend their need for grace.
许多人也就无法明白他们对恩典的需要了。
Whether you are a person who takes grace for granted, as many Christians do,
无论你是一个以为恩典是理所当然的基督徒，
or you are a person who never understood the power of grace,
或者你从未尝过恩典的滋味，
this brand new radio series on grace is designed to challenge you and to change you for good.
那么这新一系列的有关恩典的信息就是专为你而设的，为要挑战你并要彻底改变你的生命。
This series of broadcasts on the grace of God is designed to heighten your appreciation to the incredible and indescribable greatness of grace.
希望这一系列节目能帮助你更加认识并体会神恩典的伟大和奇妙。
This series of broadcasts on grace is designed to challenge you to never take grace for granted.
这节目也是为要提醒你，千万不要以为恩典是理所当然的。
This series of broadcasts on grace is designed that you will experience grace as a way of life and not as a license to sin.
是为要让你明白并经历到恩典是一条生命之道，而不是允许你犯罪的执照。
The grace that we'll be talking about in the next few broadcasts,
在接下来的几次节目里，我们所要谈到的恩典
is that grace that God gives to followers of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
是神赐给凡跟随他的儿子主耶稣基督的人。
There are two kinds of grace.
恩典有两种。
There is a grace which the theologians call common grace.
第一种就是神学家所说的普世恩典。
This kind of grace God gives to everybody.
神将这种恩典赐给每一个人。
This kind of grace is more accurately called mercy.
或许称这种恩典为仁慈会更为准确。
For example,
比如说
The sun shines upon the righteous and the unrighteous.
神叫日头照好人也照歹人。
The rain pours on the righteous and the unrighteous.
降雨给义人也给罪人。
The many blessings of life come to the righteous and the unrighteous.
神将许多生命的恩典赐给好人也给坏人。
The beauty of God's creation is given to be enjoyed by everyone, whether they are believers or not.
每个人都能享用神创造的美好，无论他信或不信。
But the grace of God of which I'll be speaking is different from mercy.
但是我所讲的神的恩典和这种仁慈不同。
This grace is exclusively given to those who belong to God's Son.
这恩典是专为那些属于神儿子的人预备的。
This grace is uniquely lavished upon those who have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
这恩典唯独慷慨赐予那些接受耶稣基督为救主的人。
This grace is unmerited favor and undeserved kindness.
这恩典是不配得的恩惠，是不应得的仁慈。
This grace is irresistible and inexhaustible.
这恩典是无法抗拒，也是不会枯竭的。
In introducing this subject, I want to tell you something about the God of grace and the grace of God.
在开始讲这个题目时，我想先谈谈这位赐恩典的神和他所赐的恩典。
And my listening friends, I want you to know that there is an important distinction between the two.
亲爱的朋友，这两者有着明显的区别。
God is infinite, but His grace is not.
神是无限的，但他的恩典却不是。
God has no end, but His grace one day will come to an end.
神是无穷尽的，他的恩典却有一天会终止。
God is eternal, but His grace is not.
神是永恒的，但他的恩典却不是。
There is a time coming when God's grace will come to an end.
当时候到了，神的恩典就会结束。
And judgment will take over.
而审判就会临到。
There is a time coming.
当时候到了。
When God's grace will no longer be extended to humanity.
神的恩典不再继续施于人类。
And justice will occupy the center stage.
接着登场的就是公义了。
There is a time coming.
当时候到了。
When God's grace will cease to operate in the world and raw judgment will be the order of the day.
这世界不再由神的恩典掌管，乃是赤裸裸的审判。
In the scripture, there are many exhortations for us to receive the grace of God while it is found.
圣经告诫我们，当趁着可寻找的时候，接受神的恩典。
Keep this distinction in mind between the God of grace and the grace of God.
所以我们要记住赐恩之神与神的恩典这两者的分别。
Let's look first at the God of grace.
让我们先来看赐恩典的神。
One of the hardest concepts to convey is the graciousness of God.
其中最难解释的观念之一就是神的恩慈。
Those who always believe in their way is the only way cannot understand the graciousness of God.
那些自以为是的人不会明白神的恩慈。
Those who believe that they alone have the truth have a hard time comprehending the graciousness of God.
那些认为只有自己才是真理的人很难了解神的恩慈。
On the other hand, others take God's grace for granted.
然而也有些人把神的恩典看作是理所当然的。
Still others have stopped marveling at anything.
也有人对任何事物都漠不关心。
As a communicator of God's awesome truth, I am only too aware of the challenge.
作为传播神奇妙真理的人，我特别注意到这个挑战。
Nonetheless, to constantly revel in the God of grace and the grace of God is the most important part of the Christian life.
不过，不断经历赐恩典的神，享受他的恩典，也正是基督徒生命中最重要的部分。
To understand the God of grace and the grace of God is to live your life above mediocrity.
要明白赐恩的神，并神的恩典，就是要过一个超越平凡的生活。
To comprehend the God of grace and the grace of God is to live above the humdrum of life.
要明白赐恩的神，并神的恩典，就是要过一个超越单调的生活。
Let's look at the first encounter with the grace of God.
让我们来看看人类是如何首次经历神的恩典的。
The first encounter with the grace of God is in the Garden of Eden.
人第一次经历神的恩典，就是在伊甸园。
Adam and Eve were given the perfect job.
亚当和夏娃被委以重任。
Adam and Eve were given the perfect job environment.
神赐给他们完美的工作环境。
Adam and Eve were given loving co-workers.
他们也是彼此相爱的同工。
All they were told was there was only one tree in the middle of the garden from which they were not to eat.
他们知道在园中唯有一棵树的果子是不可吃的。
If you have a Bible handy, turn to Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1.
如果你有圣经，请翻到创世纪第三章第一节。
Let's read it.
我们一起读。耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Everything in the world was theirs except the fruit from one tree.
全世界一切的东西都是属于他们的，只是除了一棵树的果子。
Let this be a warning to all of us who say that if I could only have this or that, I'll be happy.
对于那些说，如果我得到某某东西，我便会快乐的人，这无疑是一个警告。
We could have the whole world, and if there was only one thing that you could not have, you would not rest until you got it.
我们可能拥有全世界，但假若有一样东西是你得不到的，你就会寝食不安，直到你得到它为止。
So what did Adam and Eve do?
这样亚当和夏娃做了什么呢？
They ate from that one tree.
他们吃了那树上的果子。
The bottom line is this.
底线就是
Adam and Eve were offended by this command of God.
亚当和夏娃违反了神的命令。
They did not like to be told what to do.
他们不喜欢听从别人的吩咐。
My listening friends, does this sound familiar?
亲爱的朋友，你对这故事是否感到熟悉呢？
Adam and Eve were offended just as millions of people today are offended by a holy God.
正如今天千千万万的人一样，亚当和夏娃违背了圣洁的神。
Adam and Eve were offended just as millions of people today are offended by the thought that God died on a cross to pay for our sin.
正如今天千千万万的人一样，他们不接受神为我们的罪死在十字架上的事实。
Adam and Eve were offended just as millions of people today are offended that there is only one way to salvation.
正如今天千千万万的人一样，他们无法接受只有一条救恩之路。
Here is what Adam and Eve were saying in their hearts.
亚当和夏娃心里在说，
God, what do you mean we cannot eat from that tree?
神啊，你说我们不可吃那树的果子，这是什么意思呢？
God, I thought that this is my garden, and I am in charge of it.
神啊，我以为这是我的园子，我是这园子的主管呢。
This is my garden, and I want everything that's in it.
这园子是我的，我想怎样便怎样。
This is not unlike the thinking of many people today.
这岂不正是今天许多人的想法吗？
Where people say, what do you mean? There is only salvation.Through no other than Jesus Christ.
有人说，除耶稣之外，别无拯救，这是什么意思呢？
What do you mean there is only one way to heaven?
只有一条路通往天堂，这又是什么意思呢？
What do you mean Jesus is the only way?
耶稣是唯一的道路，这是什么意思呢？
What do you mean that there are absolutes and rights and wrongs?
世界上有错与对的绝对标准，这是什么意思呢？
What do you mean that only followers of Jesus Christ are going to heaven?
只有跟随耶稣的人才可进天堂，这是什么意思？
I will decide for myself what is right and what is wrong.
我自己会分辨什么是对，什么是错。
So Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the forbidden tree.
于是亚当和夏娃吃了禁果。
My friend, here's the crux of the problem.
我亲爱的朋友，这就是问题的症结所在。
God said, if you eat from the tree, you will die.
神说，你们若吃那树的果子，你们必定死。
The devil said, if you eat from the tree, you will live.
魔鬼说，你们若吃那树的果子，你们不一定死。
Who should have Eve believed?
夏娃应该相信谁呢？
Well, she decided to submit the matter to her own judgment.
她最后决定自己来判断。
She decided to decide for herself.
她决定为自己做决定。
This is a very modern idea, is it not?
这岂不正是现代人的想法吗？
My listening friends, let me tell you something right up front that is very important.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一件很重要的事情。
On the issues that are clearly spelled out in the scripture,
圣经已清楚地列出。
Concerning the things of which God called wrong,
那些神称为错的事情。
If you take things into your own hands and try to see things for yourself,
如果你尝试以自己的方法来处理。
10 times out of 10, you will go the wrong way.
100%你会走错路。
If you decide to examine the tree for yourself,
如果你决定为自己研究一下那棵树，
10 out of 10 times, you will eat from it.
100%你会吃那树的果子。
Eve decided to put the fruit under a pragmatic test.
夏娃决定拿那果子做个实际的测试。
I just want to check its nutritional value.
我只不过想测验一下它的营养价值罢了。
Eve decided to put the fruit under an aesthetic test.
夏娃决定从美学角度来测试一下这果子的价值。
Would it look nice in the living room?
若把它放在客厅里会好看吗？
Eve decided to put the fruit under an intellectual test.
夏娃决定从理性角度来测试一下那果子的价值。
Would I learn a new lesson or a new experience from eating it?
如果我吃了它，我会不会学到些新的功课，或有一些新的体验呢？
Needless to say, the fruit passed all of these tests.
我不用多讲，这果子通过了所有试验。
And Eve decided that the devil was right all along.
夏娃决定相信魔鬼是对的。
And now she needed to share the good news with her husband, who also ate.
而现在她要和丈夫分享这好消息。结果他也吃了。
From that time on,
从那时开始，
these same temptations are repeated with precision millions of times each day.
这些试探就每天不断地重复着。
And I want you to join us next time when I will tell you how the amazing grace of God can release us from these temptations.
在下次节目中，我会谈到神奇异的恩典如何能够将我们从那些试探中释放出来。我期待着和你再相聚。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
将耶和华常摆在我面前，因你在我右边，我便不知动摇。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你手中有永远的福乐。产业我杯中的分，我所得的你为我持守。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因你在我右边，我便不知动摇。我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，在我右边，我便不知动摇。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你手中有永远的福乐。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因你在我右边，我便不知动摇。我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因你在我右边，我便不知动摇。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你手中有永远的福乐。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我明白说神的恩典在时候到的时候可能就会终止。同时呢，在我们生活中每天的试探都还存在，可是呢，因着神的恩典才能够让我们在不断的失败中依旧能够来依靠他，回到他的面前，这就是他的恩典。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
这成我名下的殿，必成为万国祷告的殿。在你们的眼中，岂可堪为贼我？我都看见，我都看见。
成你名下的殿，必成为万国祷告的殿，在我们的眼中岂可堪为罪过。主你知道，主你知道，主我们今日屈膝谦卑地祷告，求你来接近圣殿，作为万国祷告的殿。主我们今日屈膝谦卑地祷告，愿虚伪成为过去，使我们的心灵和诚实。
Cheers.